the plane carrying the 10 admitted spies, confessed spies, from the United States has touched down in Moscow. They touched down in Domodedovo airport here in the Russian capital, and they were whisked away in blacked out Mercedes minibuses. They will be debriefed very thoroughly before they'll be given any access to them. The four people released by the Russians in exchange for these 10 Russian spies, they've made their way and have already landed in the United Kingdom. Their whereabouts exactly is not clear to us at this stage, or indeed what their plans will be, whether they will stay in the UK or whether they will go on to other countries now that they've been pardoned by the Russian president for their espionage activities.
The United Nations Security Council formally condemning the March sinking of a South Korean warship. But the council's statement, while it expressed deep sympathy for the loss of the 46 sailors, did not specifically point a finger at North Korea. The international investigation said the ship was sunk by a torpedo, and it did point to Pyongyang.
I woke up yesterday morning, went on ESPN, and saw that he signed with the Wade and Bosch came here, and I was just going crazy, and I was just hoping LeBron was going to come too.
For a sports fan, this is the best thing to happen in the world. You got the best player in the NBA in Wade on our team that we feel. Now you got LeBron James, who thinks he's the best player in the NBA. Chris Bosch is pretty good too. That's three guys on the same team. The rest of the league's got to be really envious.
First of all, obviously disappointing that LeBron chose to go to a different team last night. As soon as we got the message at 9:01, as a basketball operations staff and as an organization, we moved forward.
Bananen in de wind. Ja, zo. 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 Ja, z